I look back at that video, the last scene, and I've got like hoses in my backyard. There's like hoses and gurneys and just all over the place. And it's like, I probably could have shot that a lot better.
From the C Method, my name is Christina Canters, and this is Stand Out, Get Noticed, the podcast that helps you communicate with confidence and clarity so you can get what you want in business and in life. To subscribe to the show and download the back catalogue, go to thecmethod.com/podcast. Hi there, Rockstar. Christina with you here for episode 34. And this episode is all about how to stand out using creative videos. Now, if you enjoyed episode 30 with YouTube sensation James Tu, you're going to love this conversation. Now, it's not about marketing videos like I spoke about with James Tu. It's about using video to stand out and win competitions. And I'm very excited to introduce you to my guest this week, creative compa Jimmy Dalglish. Now, what on earth is a compa, you ask? A compa is someone who frequently enters competitions and, well, wins a lot of awesome stuff. Jimmy started entering competitions in 2011 as a little side hobby, and he's racked up close to $50,000 in cash and prizes since. The most notable of these was the Acer Team Unlimited Challenge, where he was chosen as the national winner and he won a $25,000 cash prize. Pretty awesome. He's done so well. He's now sharing all his tricks and tips online at entercomps.com to greatly increase your chances of winning online competitions so you too can experience that winning feeling. I was really excited to talk to Jimmy because he has won a lot of competitions through creating videos. And you know how much of a fan I am of videos. I believe it's one of the best ways to stand out and get noticed. And Jimmy has proven again and again that it works. Even if you're not planning on entering competitions, this conversation is definitely worth a listen, as you can apply the tips that Jimmy shares to other situations where a video will help you stand out, whether it's for a job application, a marketing video for your business, a video greeting for clients maybe, or reaching out to potential podcast guests like I like to do. It goes on and on. Show notes will be at thecmethod.com/Jimmy. Okay, so let's get into it with the super energetic and creative genius, Jimmy Dalglish. Speaking of videos, that's your area of specialty.
In the competition world, it is, absolutely.
What got you started with entering competitions?
It was 2011, June 2011. I remember it was back way in the day before kind of promoting your stuff on Facebook was really a big thing, and it kind of just started, and the amount of people entering was so limited that I realized I could pick up so many free things just by entering these competitions, or if it was a creative response, giving a creative response. So the very first one I won were a pair of Arnett sunglasses, and they were worth $180, and it was as simple as signing up to their mailing list through a Facebook like landing page back then. So way back then in the Facebook advertising, you could create a competition gateway. So you had to actually like the page to enter through their gateway, and that's how they were getting fans, and they were also getting people onto their mailing list as well. So I signed up for that mailing list, and about 3 days later, I got an email saying, "Congratulations, Jimmy, you're the winner of our Arnett's sunglasses competition for this week." And I was like, cool. So I sent them off my address. And about a week later in the mail, I had these brand new sunglasses kind of sitting in my house. And I was like, well, that's pretty cool. So, you know, I started looking for more competitions. And the very first video competition that I entered was about a month after that one. And it was run through an experience company. So they were called Experience Oz. And they were running, they sell like tickets to events and like experiences all around Australia. They're kind of a little bit like Red Balloon, but kind of a smaller company. So their challenge was to create a 1 minute video of why they should pick you to go on this particular experience. And then have your friends write on their wall, like just supporting you or whatnot. And this was the first time I kind of ever reached out to my immediate kind of friendship circle to kind of help me win this competition. And it was a joint competition, so I recorded the video with a friend, and we entered that way. And The good thing was we didn't actually end up winning that competition, but we came second. And even though we came second, they contacted us and said, look, you had so much support during your competition. We want to come down to Melbourne and do a whole different experience with you guys. So they
What?
created
That's
us
cool.
kind of, yeah, they created us like our own challenge around Melbourne. The winning people got a challenge up in the Gold Coast and they were doing like all the theme parks and stuff up there. But it was so much fun. They came to Melbourne, and then in the morning we went hot air ballooning, and then we went for a cruise around the Yarra, and then we went on a bike trip, and then we went to the Melbourne Zoo and had like a VIP experience. So I was the very first tourist to get to feed like little Ongar, the baby elephant in the zoo. So it's
Oh.
just competitions open up so many experiences for myself that I wouldn't have had otherwise. And I've met so many people kind of on the way just from entering random competitions and being involved with different competitions like that.
That's awesome. That's, to be honest, it's not something I've ever really thought of doing. Like, I see competitions, but then I automatically think, oh, I'll never win, you know, because so many people will be entering that. I may as well not bother, which is a fantastic attitude, I know.
Oh, absolutely. And you're 100% right. You don't know how many times I've heard, Jimmy, how do you win so much stuff? Like, I never win anything. And then my first question to them is, well, how much stuff have you entered? And the response is usually like, oh, I don't enter competitions. And straight away I was like, well,
There's your answer.
that's why you don't win anything. Yeah, absolutely.
It's like saying to someone, how are you so fit and healthy? I can never lose weight. It's like, well, have you ever been to the gym? Have you ever
Oh,
eaten a salad? Oh,
it's 100%
no.
like that.
Actually, I lie because I'm in the middle of a competition at the moment, the business plan competition, and that's something that, yeah, obviously I entered. Actually, it's exactly the same as what you said. Even though I haven't necessarily won yet, the experience that I've had and the people I've met along the way and the opportunities that have come up as a result of being in the competition have been amazing. So it doesn't matter whether I win or not, it's still been an incredible experience. So is that what you found as
Absolutely.
well?
Yeah, especially through so I'll just go back to kind of the basics of competitions. So when you look at competitions, you've got two types. You've got a game of skill and game of chance. And the promoters will promote which particular one it is, usually in their terms and conditions. So with a game of chance, you're looking at a lottery draw. So it's a completely random draw. There's no skill involved in it at all. It's just pretty much a name in a barrel and they'll pick out a winner. And those ones are extremely hard to win because everyone has kind of the same chance at winning as everybody else. But when you're looking at the game of skill, it usually requires some kind of effort on your behalf to be able to enter that competition, or some kind of creative flair or particular entry or something like that. And I found that that's kind of where I tend to enter competitions. So I enter the competitions that, you need a creative flair or you need to do something outside the norm just to be able to enter and to be able to win. I've got an example for you here as well. So in 2013, I think it was, I entered a competition to win a 24 karat gold HTC phone. And it was worth $5,000. And to enter that competition, they only gave you about a week's notice. So it was a week-long promotion. And you could either create a video or submit a photo of what you were going to do to celebrate Australia Day. And the video could only be 30 seconds long. So I went outside. It took me half an hour to just create this kind of fun-loving, celebrating Australia Day video. And I have fun doing it as well. It's why I love entering these competitions. You have fun while you're actually doing it.
Yeah.
And I submitted that video. And after the competition had closed, I was kind of looking through all the other entries because on Twitter you could either hashtag it, so I was able to see all the other entries, or on Facebook it was a hashtag as well. I had a look through and there were thousands of video entries and there was one other video entry other than mine in the competition. And I had a look at their video and I was like, I think I've got this guy covered. And
Hang on. Wait, you said that there were thousands of other videos?
no, thousands of photo entries.
Oh,
So you could
photo
enter,
entries.
yeah,
Ah, and
sorry,
only one other
thousands of,
video.
yeah, one other
Wow,
video.
okay.
So I was looking at that and I was like, I think I've got about a 50% chance of winning this. And sure enough, I woke up the next morning and I had a notification on my Twitter and I'd been announced the winner. And it's just like, if you're willing to put in the effort to win these competitions, you've got a much higher chance of winning than anybody that doesn't want to put in the effort. And it's the same thing. I can give you another example where I've done the exact same thing. I entered a competition through Rams Bank, Australia, and it was the same prize. It was a $5,000 cash prize, right? And you had to, they gave you the lyrics to this song, and you had to create a video of you kind of singing this song. So I was like, all right, I'll give it a crack. And they give you the backing music and everything like that. So again, I went outside. This one took me a little bit longer because it was a big prize and it was cash. So I put a little bit more effort into it. And I actually ended up shaving my head for in the video as well. So kind of went above and beyond in that video. And in that particular competition, I just read my emails before to get the stats right. There were 964 entries for the minor part of the competition, but the video part of the competition, the major prize, there was 9 video entries.
Whoa.
So if you're looking at those kind of stats, minimal effort, you're competing against close to 1,000 people, and I think the prize was like a $50 voucher or something like that. And then you go to the major prize where you have to put a fair bit of effort into it, and there's 9 entries in this thing. And some of the entries didn't read the terms and conditions. The terms and conditions were a minute long video, and there's 3 minute videos and 4 minute videos on there. So straight away, you can pretty much rule out those. It's a big tip as well. If anyone is entering competitions, don't waste your time. Read the terms and conditions first. Firstly, to find out whether you're eligible to win, because a lot of the times, the winners, sometimes they won't even be announcing a winner from your state. So you need to make sure you comply with all the terms and conditions before you spend all this time kind of creating an entry. So that's one big tip. But another big tip is if you want to win, just put in the effort and make yourself stand out from everybody else. If you're going to put a photo entry in that looks like hundreds of others that have been submitted, there's no way you're going to win. But if you can create something like the video that it was an option to enter, do it. Put as much effort into it as you can and try to reap the rewards from your effort.
I think that's amazing. Like it's just like anything in life, really. If you put in a little bit of effort, you get a little return. If you put in a lot of effort, then you make a much bigger return. And I think it just shows that most people aren't willing to put in that extra effort and go the extra mile, hence only 9 video entries. I think that's really inspiring. And I'm inspired now to go into competitions. Now, in terms of your ideas, I really liked your Australia Day video. You did some quite cool effects, but low tech effects,
Yeah,
like an
absolutely.
instant change of clothes using your super fast superhero powers, making a jar of Vegemite appear magically in your hand. I'll put a link to that video. Is it still available on YouTube?
Yeah, it's still
All right.
available. I'm moving it over to the Enter Comps YouTube account, so I might send you the link through to that one that
Oh,
you can
cool.
share with the
Awesome.
guests there. But
Yeah,
yeah.
because it's worth having a look at it just to see like what's the sort of level of quality and length and just entertainment value that's to be expected. And like your videos, the quality's really good, but it's not like a super slick, super polished professional production with super polished sound effects. It's obvious that you have made it, and it's not your production team that's made it, and you haven't, outsourced it. And I think that's important for people to understand that it doesn't have to be super polished, super slick. I mean, I take the same approach with my videos as well, because if you try and make them too perfect, they'll just never get done, and then you give up.
Yeah, absolutely. And by no means am I, a professional video editor or anything like that. I pull out my camera, I just film what I need to film, put it in a basic video editing program and just slice it up and then just put it together that way. Yeah, by no means, if you've seen my first competition video entry, the quality of that's horrendous. I think every time I move, you can see about 20 of my hands and the color quality is horrible, but that was the one that ended up winning us the oh well coming second in the Experience Oz Challenge and getting us that awesome experience down in Melbourne.
Where do you get your creative ideas from? So, for example, let's take the Australia Day video. How much time did you actually spend planning that and writing it out?
Honestly, like I said before, it took me about half an hour. So
to film it,
and the planning was literally about 20 minutes. So I literally I got home from work and I filmed it that day. So it didn't take me long at all. And literally, my planning process was like, all right, what can I do that's Australian? So the first thing I did, I literally jotted down what I wanted the video to look like. So it was a quick introduction. And then I wanted a scene change of me and all my Australian clothing that I owned. And then I had a list of things that were Australian, and one of them was Vegemite. The other one was throwing a shrimp on the Barbie. Another one was having a beer on Australia Day, because that's what everyone likes to do, right?
Yep.
And then, I kind of just compiled them all together. And going back to that video quality thing again, I look back at that video, the last scene, and I've got like hoses in my backyard. There's like hoses and gurneys and just all over the place. And it's like, I probably could have shot that a lot better. But like you're saying, it's just if you want to get everything perfect, you probably won't get it done. And yeah, it's just a matter of, you know, thinking of something that's not only creative, but you want it to be a little bit funny as well. It's got that share factor too.
Yeah.
Like every time I put out my videos, I try to think, okay, if I'm putting out this video and I sent it to my best friend, would he be like, oh, I'm going to post this to my wall and show my friends, hey, this is my mate, look what he's up to, that kind of thing. So you kind of have to be upbeat too. Like if you're in a video just talking real stale with no emotion at all, like it doesn't give anybody that kind of vibe that you're having fun and, you know, you really want to win this competition. I think being in kind of the competition circle, I see people that post competitions repetitively. One of my biggest tips is don't do that. Like if you want to really win something, pick one that you really want to win and share that. For me, it was the Acer Team Unlimited competition. Now, that was the biggest competition that I've won to date. That one was a $25,000 check. So we're kind of talking a little bit up the stakes here.
Yeah.
And literally, I didn't take my own advice. This was early on. I didn't read the terms and conditions, and I submitted a 3-minute video for what needed to be a 1-minute entry. And I only realized maybe half an hour before the competition closed. So I literally filmed that video with half an hour to go, resubmitted my 1-minute video, and I was lucky enough to be chosen as one of the finalists. And when I was actually on, as part of that prize, we got a business mentor throughout the whole 5-week campaign. So it was a long competition. It wasn't one of those enter and win type things. It was to be chosen as a finalist to represent Acer and kind of advertising their computers. And one of the things the business mentor said to me is like, we saw both your entries and we saw how quickly you could change up what you could do, and you were just committed to getting it right. And it was funny too.
So you've mentioned EnterComps a few times. So that's your website that you've set up. Can you tell me more about that?
Yeah, absolutely. So funnily enough, the Acer Unlimited competition, my goal was to create a website where people could find online competitions and enter.
That's very meta.
Yeah, it was pretty ironic entering a competition to let other people know about online competitions. But that site ended up coming down in 2013. I had the wrong business model and I didn't approach it in the right way, but I'm just relaunching it now. But it's more as a resource to teach other people what I've learned about entering competitions along the way, how they can drastically improve their chances of winning, what to look out for, especially how to avoid spam competitions, because there's a lot of spam and scam competitions. So, and it's hard for people just starting out because they don't know what to look for.
So how do you tell the difference between a spam one and a genuine one?
Yeah, it's quite hard. Like even for the trained eye, I think it's something I can't exactly put my finger on just in words. But for example, I had a work colleague today, funnily enough, come in, and he knows that I enter a lot of competitions. And he's like, "Jimmy, can you have a look at this email? Like, I'm not sure if it's legit or not." And it said something like, "Congratulations, you've won a $1,000 Qantas, gift card. Click here to claim your prize." And the first thing I said to him, "Well, did you enter a competition to win $1,000?" And he said, "No, but it just said my email's been randomly selected." So first off, that's one of the big ways
Yeah.
to competitions. If someone's claiming that you've won a prize that you have no recollection of entering, and it's a randomly selected email, they don't mention your name or any details that you've given, more than likely it's a link to kind of a scam site, and try to avoid those because some of them will put viruses on your computer and things like that. So the competition world does have a dark side to it. I mean, I see fake competitions popping up all the time. Win five BMWs and it's been shared over like 10,000 times and it's got 200,000 fans. One of the quickest ways to check whether a Facebook competition is legit, if you think it's too good to be true, go to their fan page and see when it was created. If it was created 3 days before that competition was announced on that page, 3 days or less, 99% chance that it's going to be a fake competition. So Qantas get targeted all the time. There'll be a fake Qantas fan page,
Oh,
and it'll say,
so you check to see if the page has been created.
yeah, absolutely. So
Right,
if you
okay.
scroll right down to the bottom, it'll actually tell you the date it's been created.
So it's like a brand new page and then a competition. And yeah, and if it's something like Qantas, then there's no way it's going to be legit. Right.
Yeah, saying that too, like Qantas do run competitions, but this is like win 1,000 first class tickets or something like that. It's got that share factor that people are like, wow, I could really, win this. But if it doesn't have a terms and conditions that you can read like quite easily, I'd stick away from it. Terms and conditions are probably one of the most important things of competitions that are overlooked. Facebook have so many regulations around competitions. For example, that the 25 words or less promotions, like everyone hated them at the start. They're like, why can't we just enter to win? But with the game of skill and game of chance, there's different regulations around both. And Victoria's just changed theirs now. So the game of skill no longer requires a permit if it's under $5,000. But any competition that's run through New South Wales, if it's a game of skill, you need to get a permit to run that competition on your Facebook, regardless of how expensive the prize is. Now, in saying that, the majority of fan pages don't do this. The big ones all do it because they're worried about potential consequence. But yeah, it's definitely a factor, and you never know when they might crack down on that or anything like that, or when Facebook might enforce, you haven't met the terms and conditions of, this regulation, so we're shutting down your page. Like, it's just something to be mindful of. If you're running a competition, make sure you're running it properly within your local regulations.
Wow, oh my God, this is a whole new world for me. I wasn't even aware of all of this. This is fantastic. So if I go to your Facebook page, I can just go there, check out all the comps that you've posted and compete against you.
Yeah, pretty much. Like most, the majority of ones that I share, I have entered personally, and I'm just getting within the compass circle. You just see some really good competitions, and you're like, yeah, the people that follow this page would really like that competition or something like that. And probably the most rewarding thing of running that page is the inbox messages that you get, and they're like, the majority of them don't know that I'm the face behind that page. So they'll just say, hey, admin, thank you so much. I won this TV through this comp that you posted on your wall. And the busiest time of the year is the Christmas period. So it's unbelievable how many pages will run like a 12-day of Christmas promotion or a 24 days of Christmas promotion. They're literally giving out a different prize every single day. Some of the biggest ones are Yamaha. I've won a lot of speakers and headphones through those promotions. Domino's Pizza usually run a lot of promotions around that time. Samsung, all the big players, they usually run some form of Christmas promotion to kind of, I guess, it's
Yeah.
to get their brand name in your head
Yeah.
coming into that coming into that buying period.
Yeah, very
So,
clever.
it's heaps of fun too. Like, there's so many competitions. You usually always win something towards Christmas time. So if you're wanting to get into comping for kind of the first time, coming into Christmas is probably the best time
There's a
to do
name
it.
for it, comping.
Yeah.
Never
Well, that's what they
know.
call us. We're all
You're a comper. You're a
compers
comper. Wow.
now. So.
Wow. I gotta give this a go.
Yeah.
Thanks for the inspiration, Jimmy.
I hope I don't see you in too many video competitions because you're going to make it a lot harder for me.
I'll be the only chick who's aged 24 to 45 in the competition. They'll be like, wow, we haven't had a chick enter in like years. Give it to her.
That's a ticking all the right boxes. So, congratulations, you're the
Well, it'll be fun competing against you. I look forward to it. I might
Excellent.
have to share. I'll share my winnings with you. You can get 1% of my winnings for sharing these tips with me.
There's so many tips I could give. One
What's
of the
one last
biggest
one?
ones,
What's one last one?
one of the biggest ones is the email account you use. Now,
Ooh, okay.
don't go using your personal email address because you are entering all these competitions. You're going to be signed up for so many mailing lists, and your details will be passed on to third parties without a doubt. Through the terms and conditions, a lot of them say third party people can use this list if you sign up to it. So
So use like a
your email will
dummy.
be
Use like
passed
a
on.
dummy email. Like a second one.
Yeah, create a comping
A
email, we call them.
comping
So,
email.
and
Christina comp at
insane.
Gmail.
Yeah.
I hope no
No,
one's taken that yet.
that's another tip. Don't put the word comping in
Oh,
it
okay.
because
Of
if they
course.
see your email and they see it's kind of related to a compa, they'll tend to go for someone more generic. So, yeah, create a generic email. But in saying that, make sure it's an email that you can check, because one of the things a lot of people do is they enter through this email and then they never check their inbox. So they'll never know if there's a winner or anything like that. And even in my comping email, I missed a winning, and I had an inbox that I just happened to randomly see, and it was like, this is your fifth notice. It was a Nokia Lumia competition. So I'd won like their Formula One pack. It was like a new phone, new pen, and something else. And like, I nearly missed it. So it's just purely from the bulk of emails that I get. A lot of them are spam, but create a new email address and don't use your personal email address. It's
Excellent tip.
probably just to avoid all that spam.
What have you added up the total amount of everything that you've won over the years?
It's so funny. I've got it right in front of me now because it's actually the first feature article going on Enter Comps,
Ah,
and
okay.
I am looking at it right now, and the total I have won since 2011 is just short of $47,000 in cash and
Oh my
prizes.
goodness. Wow. That's incredible.
And I literally have the list here, and some of them, the biggest ones were that, as you know, the Acer Team Unlimited one, and the $5,000 cash from Rams Bank, and the $5,000 gold phone. So they're the biggest ones. And then there's a lot of kind of $250 gift vouchers for travel vouchers for Rebel Sport. There's a whole range of prizes, and yeah, it's just I'm not a hardcore comper, so I don't come home every night and enter hundreds of competitions. Like, maybe once or twice a month, I'll sit down for half an hour to an hour and enter some competitions online. And if there's a video competition that I like, I'll set aside the time to kind of create that video. So, it's not something that you have to be fully engaged with. It's something you can just do in your spare time if you have a spare 20 minutes or something like that.
Yeah,
And yeah,
just to
you got
go
to be
do
in
it.
it to
Yeah,
win it.
bit of fun. And who knows, like you put some videos out there. It's a good way of just giving yourself some exposure as well. Just it's additional content you can put out there.
Oh, 100%. And it's how I got the job I've got now, actually, funnily enough. Like, I was in health science before moving into marketing, and someone had saw kind of the Facebook traction that I got from that Acer Team Unlimited challenge and asked me to kind of help out with their marketing efforts. So, and that's the job I'm in now. So
There you go.
Competitions have literally changed my life so much. And yeah, it's unreal to think kind of the impact they've had and the experiences that I've had because of online competitions and promoting brands and things like that. So yeah, I'm super thankful every time that I win something. It never gets old. It's never like, oh, I've won something else. It's always like, oh my gosh, I won something else. That's so cool.
Yeah.
Like, you never ever get tired of that winning feeling.
Oh, I love it. That's so good. You've just opened my eyes up to this whole new world. I'm super inspired now. I like so far like the biggest, I mean the prizes that I get for my videos are getting guests on my show, which is great. I don't get cash for it though. Maybe I'm channeling my energy into the wrong arena. So
Absolutely. Like, honestly, if you've got a creative flair and you can think outside the box, creative competitions is definitely a good way to kind of channel that creativity. And when you think about it, brands are promoting these video competitions because they want people to create video content to raise awareness to their brand. So the more creative you are and the more you kind of give light to that brand and, you know, the positive things it could offer, the more likely you are to be chosen as a winner and gain some traction for that brand, which I always say to compers, like, do your best to help out the promoters because, you know, the more traction promoters get through competitions, the more promoters are going to do competitions. So if you enjoy entering competitions, put in the effort, make it worthwhile, and make sure the promoters get something out of it as well.
Love it. Helping everyone. So
Absolutely.
where can people find you online and check out all your cool tips on how to smash competitions?
At the minute, all the resources are on entercomps.com, or you can find the Facebook page at facebook.com/entercomps, and you can reach me on Twitter at Jimmy D Online.
Jimmy D online. Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, thanks so much for joining me on the show, Jimmy. It's something I never thought I'd talk about on the show, but I'm really glad that I met you and that we could have this conversation because it's very similar to what I do, but at the same time a very different spin, you know, different context. So thanks so much for giving your time today.
Absolutely, no problems, and thanks for having me. And I completely agree. You always talk about, you know, wanting to stand out from the crowd, and yeah, if you want to win competitions, that's what you need to do. So it could even be a good way for your audience to practice doing that.
Yeah, practice on that before you start sending videos to people who actually know you.
Absolutely.
So who's going to enter some Christmas competitions with me, hey? I think I'm going to have to make it a personal challenge of mine to enter at least one competition before Christmas and share how I go with you. Big thanks to Jimmy Dalglish for being an awesome guest this week. For more tips from him, check out entercomps.com and like his Facebook page, Entercomps, for notification of the newest and most exciting competitions as they get announced. And that's all for episode 34 this week. Thank you for tuning in and being an awesome, loyal listener. I will see you next week for episode 35. My name's Christina Canters, and this has been Stand Out, Get Noticed. Considering that Jimmy did so well winning the Australia Day competition, I thought it would be appropriate to play an Australian song for you. So this has been K-San by Cold Chisel. I can't do the screamy bits very well, but we'll see how I go. You know the last plane out of Sydney's almost gone. You'll need to go to a pub to get the full experience.